I'm Hamza Azizi. Previously, we've been talking about the very, very significant aspect of, let's say, divine family. We succeeded, alhamdulillah, to find a signal and a, let's say, sign of a different type of family introduced in the Holy Book. Previously, we learned to think that a family, an Islamic family, an ideal Islamic family is not different from other families, only that the members of the family are Muslims. But now we learned that it's totally different. You see, in an ideal Quranic family, not only the members of are Muslims, not only the members believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no. You are actually are trying to practice how to protect both your own and how to practice both yourself and your families and your members of your families from the hellfire. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nar. You have to learn this. And this is very important. And if we learn this, many questions would be answered. I'm not sure if you have heard that the first day after the marriage of Lady Fatima with Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib, when they married, the first day after their marriage, Prophet Muhammad faced Ali ibn Abi Talib and asked him about how he looked and how he thought about their marriage. And specifically how he thought about Lady Fatima. كَيْفَ وَجَدْتَ فَاطِمَ. What do you think about her? Only one day after their marriage. You see, many possible answers occur to our mind. If we were in his shoes, we might have answered that, okay, it's very good, a very good wife. I love her. I feel very calm whenever I'm with her, and such answers. But just look at the observation of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. He replied that نعم العون على طاعة الله. The best assistant for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just look at their observation toward marriage. As I said previously, that based on Quranic verses, marriage and family is a kind of communicative worship, is a kind of practicing how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not lonely, but with another person. And this was not something confined to Imam Ali. The same observation was repeated and had been repeated by Lady Fatima. Let's follow that after a short break. غفار توام رزاق شهيد حسيب اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مسلمين صلوا عليه اللهم صل على محمد وصح محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه. Welcome back, my dear audience. This is series of talks for humanity, and I'm Hamza Azizi. We have said that the ideal interpretation of the Islamic family is a means and a tool of communicative worship. When we come to this level that we cannot worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lonely and individually anymore, rather we need someone else next to us to worship together. And by worshiping, we do not mean just praying, as you know, just praying and fasting. No, that is only a very, very simple example of worship. By worship, we mean servitude. We mean how to the submission toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the core and spirit of worshiping. Even the time that we pray, the time that we fast, the time that we practice pilgrimage of Hajj, the time we help charities and on, the spirit, the main spirit of that is to show our servitude and show our submission. Inna al-deen inda Allah al-Islam. Submission. So when we say that family, the foundation of a family is based on communicative worship, we mean the communicative servitude. Up to now, we tried our best to individually be the true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I need an assistant to help me with my servitude. That is the base of Islamic family. That's why we are responsible about our family members, about their faith. That's why we are not allowed to be careless about their ideological, about their religious destiny and religious status. We are not allowed. I cannot say, okay, it's me along with my faith. I follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's instructions. I do not care what happens with my wife, with my husband, with my children. No, no, no. That is completely against the true image that we deduced. Now, the true image is that I'm responsible for myself. I'm responsible about my family members as well. Not only I'm responsible to bring food for them, I'm responsible to care about their health, about their wealth, about their education and other examples. No, I'm mostly responsible about their faith. That is the most significant part of that. And by I do not mean just the husbands, no, both couples. Even children are responsible about the faith of their parents. Everyone in a family is responsible about anyone else's faith within their families. So now we can answer many questions through this point. Let's follow the questions in the next episode. Thank you. والحمد لله رب العالمين.